Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrice Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In her insightful book, The Science of Stuck, Breaking Through Inertia to Find Your Path Forward, Britt Frank explores the psychological barriers that keep individuals from achieving their desired goals and presents practical strategies for overcoming them. With her background as a therapist and educator, Frank delves into the underlying factors of personal inertia, drawing on cutting-edge psychological research and real-world examples. This book serves as a guide for anyone who feels stuck in any aspect of their life, offering readers both understanding and actionable advice to help them move forward. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding personal inertia. Britt Frank provides a comprehensive look into personal inertia, explaining it as a state where an individual feels unable to move forward or change their life despite a desire to do so. This section explores the psychological, emotional, and sometimes physiological factors that contribute to feeling stuck. The author dives deep into the fears, past traumas, and cognitive biases that reinforce this state of inertia. Through a combination of academic research and therapeutic insights, Frank identifies common patterns and triggers that lead individuals to feel paralyzed in their decision-making processes. She emphasizes the importance of self-awareness in recognizing these patterns and advocates for reflective practices that can help individuals understand their own unique barriers to action. Secondly, the role of emotions in stuckness. Emotions play a crucial role in how we experience being stuck, according to Britt Frank. In this topic, she explains how unresolved emotional issues can create psychological blocks that prevent individuals from taking action. The book details strategies for identifying emotional triggers and managing emotional responses more effectively. Frank suggests practical techniques such as emotion labeling, journaling, and mindfulness practices, which can help readers process their emotions healthily and reduce the overwhelming feelings that contribute to inertia. This section also discusses the importance of emotional intelligence and how improving this can empower individuals to break free from the cycle of stuckness. Thirdly, changing behavioral patterns. Behavioral patterns often underpin our states of stuckness, and Britt Frank offers insights into how to change these effectively. She introduces the concept of small, incremental changes that can eventually lead to significant transformations. This part of the book explores habit formation, the power of routine, and the cognitive behavioral techniques that can assist in altering behaviors that contribute to feeling stuck. Frank provides practical advice on setting realistic goals, creating actionable plans, and using accountability systems to maintain progress. The discussion extends to overcoming procrastination and resistance, which are commonly experienced by individuals trying to change their long-entrenched habits. Fourthly, the impact of environment. The environment, both physical and social, significantly affects our ability to move forward, as outlined by Britt Frank. She discusses how external factors such as clutter, unsupportive relationships, and lack of access to resources can reinforce feelings of stuckness. This section offers advice on creating environments that support personal growth and promote psychological well-being. Frank emphasizes the importance of a supportive social circle and illustrates how to cultivate relationships that encourage and inspire progress. Additionally, she talks about the role of personal space organization in fostering a clear and focused mindset. Lastly, sustaining progress and maintaining mental health. In the final key topic, Britt Frank addresses how to sustain the progress made and retain the mental health gains achieved through overcoming inertia. This section underscores the importance of ongoing self-care practices, continuous learning, and adapting to new challenges. Frank encourages readers to engage in regular reflection and adapt their strategies as their circumstances evolve. The discussion includes techniques for resilience building, stress management, and avoiding burnout. The author also highlights the necessity of seeking professional help when self-led efforts are insufficient, promoting a holistic approach to maintaining mental health and momentum in life. In conclusion, The Science of Stuck is a must-read for anyone feeling stagnant, whether in their personal lives, careers, or relationships. Britt Frank's approach is not only practical, but also empathetic, offering readers both understanding and effective strategies to overcome their hurdles. This book is particularly beneficial for those who have tried traditional self-help advice without success and are looking for a scientifically backed, psychologically informed approach to personal development. By applying the lessons from this book, readers can hope to find clarity and motivation, leading to transformative changes in their lives. If you would like to support Britt Frank, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.